Welcome to the latest installment of Aloud's monthly Plug Night podcast, brought to you by Aloud.com, for those who want it louder. To Aloud podcast regulars and newcomers alike, welcome. Sit back and enjoy a little behind-the-scenes tour of the bands that performed at August's Plug Night at London's Fly venue on New Oxford Street. With our friends at Gibson Guitars providing the musical apparatus, how could it not be great? This month, we've got the romantic acoustic splendour of Guy Swymer, hard-rocking Suffolk lads 10 City Nation, the funky Pete Sound, and the beat-driven indie rock of the Landos. So let's crack on. In 2004, driven by his lifelong passion for Spanish and Latin music, Guy Swymer decided to enter the prestigious Festival de Benidorm. Against stiff competition, Guy triumphed in the event in front of 20 million viewers, the first English person ever to take part in the competition and the first non-Spanish person to win. We'll let Guy explain a little more about what happened.
Yeah, there's a competition in Spain set in the glorious, lovely Benidorm, which is a fantastic place if any of you have been there. And it's called the International Festival of Benidorm. It's very well known in Spain because it's the competition that started Julio Iglesias' career many years ago, and he's kind of treated a bit like a royalty in Spain. So it's very much associated with him and the fact that he won it. So to win it is supposedly quite a big deal. And I entered it a few years ago just on a bit of a... I saw an advert in a new rehearsal studio in Paddington. And I entered it and ended up winning it, which was a bit of a surprise to everyone, certainly a surprise to me. So.
It was obviously with great excitement then that we welcomed Guy to our August Plug Night, where he duly charmed the audience with his passionate romantic songs, such as his majestic track, Sweet Lady.
I feel so scared, having you here in my single bed tonight. I feel so strange, maybe tonight's my night to come of age. Sweet lady, don't you know everything's gonna be alright? Lady, sweet lady, I feel your mystery tonight.
Now, a sleepy Suffolk backwater town is not where you'd expect a dark, raw rock band to emerge from, but emerge one did, in the form of blistering trio 10 City Nation. Drawing inspiration from bands like Queens of the Stone Age and Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, the guys strive to create music they want to hear, as they explain.
In the absence of, I think, anything that really struck a chord going on at the moment, we kind of all got back into stuff like McCluskey and Jacob's Mouth, Queens of the Stone Age, like early Verve, Doors, that kind of stuff. Anything that had a bit of swagger to it, really, because that was kind of lacking. Well, we didn't form the bands to fill a gap in something that was lacking. But if you don't hear what you feel like, you want to make it yourself, if you know what I mean. So we just want to. It just so happened that those kind of bands sounded like we felt, so we sound a bit like them. But. That's kind of as close as I can get to sort of pinning it down, really.
If you're wondering what the band sounds like, wonder no more. Here are 10 City Nation with the excellent Exhibition Time Again. Pete Sound graced the stage in a solo capacity at a previous Loud Plug Night and impressed the crowd with his stripped-back, earnest songs. Lucky for us, Pete returned, and this time he brought a band along to help him fully realise his sound, as he explains.
It allows the sound, it sounds a lot bigger. It sounds a lot more like I wanted it to sound in the first place. Just kind of ideas that you have as you're writing, you want to be able to put them across with good musicians, and it took a while to find the right people, but I looked around for a long time and I found two wicked musicians to play with at the moment, so I'm happy about that.
And here is the great man himself, letting his music do the talking with his brilliant track, Rose.
She said, let's go out drinking, so we met down by the fair, and I told her that I loved her, put the flower in her hair, and she said, yeah, this is so perfect, man, I just can't believe my luck, and you got to come round my house on Friday, you have to meet my mum. Not saying it was the right, sir. I'm not saying it was honest or even fair. I just wanted to see that.
Energetic whole four-piece The Landos provided a fascinating music concoction, a heady mix of guitar-based indie rock and dance-flavoured beats. Armed with a small arsenal of addictive songs, it's safe to say that the crowd was suitably blown away by the lads. Have a listen to their track Running and you'll see why. We caught up with the guys for a chinwag in which they revealed what to expect from them.
Loads of energy,
that's what we base our live set on. Energy rather than being perfect or, well, still quite tight, but, you know, we'd rather put on a good performance rather than be like...
Songs,
loads of sweat, especially for me.
I think our sets are usually sweat infused. Yeah.
So there you have it, the night that was and the bands that played. If you weren't there, you missed out, but there's always next month's show and it's going to be a cracker. After a year of gigging, Allowed will present its best of, featuring live performances from The Electric City, Pinstripe, The Toy Guns, Hungover Stuntmen and Bluebird Kid Clark. To find out more about the night and how you could be there, visit www.allowed.com/plugged for details. Allowed. For when you want it louder.